Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like habits of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, where to get help, even how to get started on your own. And I like hearing from small business owners and employees also. Let's talk about your business. Send me an email at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. That's gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Today, the surprising stat from the latest jobs report that could affect your hiring, and small businesses adjust to the trend of drunk online shopping. When shopping for car insurance, consider this. Geico has been saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years. So if you're serious about savings, it's simple. Go to geico.com. After 75 years, they know how to save you money. U.S. employers have been on a hiring tear. Will it continue? From the February labor report, workers were hired at the strongest pace in a year and a half. The unemployment rate held steady, but the pace of wage growth eased. Non-farm payrolls rose 313,000 last month, strongest monthly gain since July of 2016, far exceeding expectations. Some of the trends that were spotted by Wall Street Journal economics reporter Eric Morath. Eric, what do you have?
Over 300,000 jobs created last month. And what was the really impressive part is that more than 800,000 Americans joined the labor force. So that was really the best, outside of some one-time blips, that was the best gain in labor force since 1983. So Americans are getting hired, and a lot of times they want to get back into the labor force, and they're bypassing the unemployment and going right into new jobs.
How about that? So, and that's something that we have not seen at this level recently?
Certainly not at this level. This is showing that Americans are finally seeing, those that have kind of been on the fringe of the labor market are finally seeing, you know, enough of a sense that, hey, if I get out there, if I start applying to jobs, I start looking for work, I can find work. And it's worth it for me to go to get off the sidelines and get back to work. And then it may also mean that, employers are, looking a little bit more broadly, maybe considering someone who's had some trouble in their past or doesn't have a long work history or has some dings in their credit. Those are things that employers had precluded before and may now saying, hey, we need the workers, and so we'll take on that person that may not have that perfect employment history.
Wow. So what's trending here? Anything that we'll probably expect for the next few months?
Well, I mean, my guess is that you're not going to see this strong of growth, continue for several months. But it certainly sets up the possibility that the labor market this year could grow at a faster rate than last year. And that in itself would be very impressive in the eyes of economists, because the expectation is when these expansions get long in the tooth and the unemployment rate gets really low, hiring slows. But, now we're on pace for, actually strengthening growth. And, at least some economists say you have to consider that the tax cuts are at least part of that puzzle.
Okay. Where was the hiring, by the way? Any particular sector that jumped out?
Yeah, well, construction was gangbusters hiring. So you kind of could take that in two ways. It was the best hiring in a decade in construction. So that could be a seasonal thing. That's a very seasonal industry. Weather was pretty bad in January, especially in the South, where there's still construction goes on through the winter, and it was much more mild in February. So that could be sort of a blip. But at the same time, some construction companies I'm talking to are saying, hey, they're seeing projects open up in terms of infrastructure and energy, and they're seeing some momentum coming and building there. And so it's a possibility that, maybe not at this pace, but that could be a strong area this year for employment growth.
We're speaking with Wall Street Journal economics reporter Eric Morath about trends in the new jobs report. What struck me, too, was this huge discrepancy between expectations and actual numbers. How does that happen?
Well, people are having a hard time sorting out, where these things would fall. For one, another area where there was a lot of strength was retail sales. There had been some expectation, holiday season had been pretty good, and there was an expectation there might be sort of a pullback in that area. And it didn't appear to happen. It appeared that, more workers were kept on. And when we were heading into the holiday season, some retailers were telling me that, hey, we're looking at this as sort of a job interview. Work for us for 6 to 8 weeks during the holidays. If you do a great job, we actually have openings at, large retailers and Amazons and in warehouses. And it looks like some of those workers were able to maybe flip those seasonal jobs into year-round employment.
Wow. Any weak spots causing anxiety?
Well, I mean, if you want to see your paycheck go up, that's been the long-standing weakness in the economy. You know, wages are rising, you know, at a modest rate, you know, 2.5%. You know, that's not great, especially for how low the unemployment rate. When the unemployment rate was this low in the early 2000s, wages were rising almost twice as fast. So that's a frustration for workers, especially workers who have been on the job and aren't seeing their paychecks increase. I guess the silver lining there, at least for the stock market, is that might suggest there's not a lot of inflation in the pipeline.
Thanks, Eric. Wall Street Journal economics reporter Eric Marath. Coming up next, the trend of shopping while drunk.
Look into any great business, whether it's a manufacturer or a hotel, a store, school, or hospital. Look into each and every one of them, and you'll find the same thing. Great people. At Kronos, we believe that great businesses are powered by great people. And with Kronos Workforce Solutions, we'll help you find them, keep them, and engage them. Learn more at Kronos.com. Kronos, workforce innovation that works.
We'll finish with this. Nearly half of American adults admit to regularly shopping while drunk, and MarketWatch says it appears to be getting worse. A survey by the shopping site Finder.com says we spent an average of $448 per person in drunk purchases last year, nearly double what we did in 2016. That would equate to billions of dollars on drunk shopping per year nationwide. Men are responsible for more drunk spending than women, about $564 versus $282 for the ladies. So what are people buying while under the influence? Some 61% of shoppers say they drunkenly spend on food. The next most common purchase, 26% of us say we picked up shoes and clothes. 25% said gambling. Retailers, by the way, are in on the trend, even adding more sales after 9 p.m. to encourage traffic from drunk purchasers. Reminder, by the way, the Small Business Report is found on our website, which is thismorningwithgordondeal.com. That's also where you can hear our daily news program called This Morning, America's First News. Again, if you'd like to share your small business story, I'd like to hear it. Send me an email at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.